My message is that we come all together, both women, young and old, in government offices, civil society, and work up together for the development goals so that we achieve them together for the benefit of our societies.
When you look at women, they mentioned that women 49 years and older are missing. There's no data about them. So if you look at the population, we find that the majority of the population of the older people is women. But how do you feel women are treated in terms of the services available for them in old age?
They are treated badly because in the wake-up of the whole situation, we find that women are the ones that are taking care of the children. The HIV pandemic in most of our countries, the children are left behind by the grandmas. And to that, if they don't have anything, any money for the upkeep of the children, they are badly off. They cannot even sustain themselves. And so the women are left like old people completely, and their poverty increases because day-to-day management is not done by any of the government. They are left there to do anything they want to do for themselves, which is not appropriate for the human rights.
What are the steps you'd probably like your government to take up in order to ensure that the situation of the older people is better?
I would want the government to increase the cash transfer from what they're giving at the moment to about 5,000 Kenya shillings, and medical also be extended to everybody who is old, get treatment free of charge with the drugs and things like that. We should also improve on the transportation for older people, because you find that when you are old, at times you can't even climb the bus. We want the houses also to be improved and the facilities to be accessible to older people.
If you look at the society at large, do you feel that they are prepared to age? Do you think they facilitate older people to age, you know, in the right environment?
My government is trying at the moment to release what they can to people when they are retiring. They train them how to go about themselves later on when they have retired. But that is not much, still very minimal.